Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studio in Washington. It's a cool, cold, crisp morning in the Jennifer
like
Horn
crisp,
is here.
You mean freezing, right?
In the warm, yeah, the warmth of California, along with Kenny. We're here to bring you up to date on what's going on. White House has a mystery package.
Yeah, this happens all the time in D.C. Whenever anybody forgets a backpack or drops a box, a cardboard box, they shut everything down. And right now, the White House is on lockdown because of a suspicious package.
Was it delivered by a drone?
Not today. That was the other day.
Ah, I see. Well, this could have been.
You know, I was in the hobby shop the other day because my son has one of those little quadcopters, and they spanked me on the top of my wrist for calling it a drone. It's not a drone. A drone delivers missiles in the Middle East, and it's run by the military. These are quadcopters, and they are
all give it a rest, buddy.
Yeah, no, they are all upset that that this guy has ruined it for all the hobbyists out there, and that it will get to the point that if you want to fly a quadcopter, you will have to have a license, you will have to have everything, every chip on and piece on that quadcopter registered, it will have to have an ID number, and you will have to have joined some kind of a club and go to a particular place and fly it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They've already, I think in the past week, they've come out with a rule that you cannot fly the thing above 400 feet.
Really? How about them apples? Okay, Richie, thanks.
So there you go. No standing drunk on rooftops in D.C. and flying your quadcopter anymore.
It's the anniversary of Super Bowl 36 in New Orleans. This day, 2002, Patriots beat St. Louis 20-17. The Rams had been a two-touchdown favorite, trying for their second NFL title in three seasons, but didn't quite make it. Tom Brady, wasn't that his first year?
That was not Tom Brady. That would have been Kurt Warner and...
No, it says...
That, you said the Rams and the Saints, right?
No, I said the Patriots and the Rams.
Oh. Oh, it was in New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been Tom Brady.
Okay, thank you. Patriots having a big party
you
tomorrow.
You like how we just don't trust what you say? No, it could have been.
Especially when it comes to football.
How terrible is that, Rich? You should apologize to Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
New York Stock Exchange... Seller is suspending trading on Radio Shack, which is ready to go bankrupt. Shares went down 41%, 14 cents a share. What a sad reality for a company that operates 4,300 stores all around this country.
We've got some interested buyers, though. Amazon is actually interested in looking at buying half of their stores to turn them into showcase stores. And then somebody else is interested in buying part of it, too. So I mean,
it's a real estate play, whatever it is.
Yeah, they'll sell part of it.
It'll be a real estate play. Not the case with Staples that wants to take over Office Depot. They are in, quote-unquote, advanced talks to merge. Wall Street Journal says today that the price and structure of the deal is not public. As well, why should these people be negotiating in public? Shouldn't be negotiating in public, right? It's a private deal. Get the thing done and then go public with it. There's too much of this. Everybody knows everything about everything.
What does it do to one of them or the other's stock price if it is public?
I would think it would enhance both of their stock prices.
Makes them look better. That's why it's public.
You think that's the deal?
I would imagine.
All right, well, so there you go.
Or sometimes I would imagine it would help one and hurt the other, and there's the play.
What? Help this? Have Staples.
So if I'm trying to strong arm somebody and take them over, and I look like I'm in the position of power and I'm the buyer, it helps my stock and hurts theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, making me more powerful.
All right, so Hasbro. Maybe they're trying to make themselves look more powerful. Today,
wow.
At DougStephan.com. They are celebrating the 80th anniversary of Monopoly by adding money in 80 copies of the board game that are being sold all over the place.
Well, in France, so, actually.
Forget celebrating the 100th anniversary or whatever, Monopoly. They are celebrating the fact that they got the rights to do all of the Frozen toys Mattel.
Hasbro did.
Hasbro did.
So
all of those dolls and every other trinket that you can buy attached to the movie and the characters Frozen that Mattel was making, gone. Hasbro's got it now.
Is Pierre going to go out and buy as many... Jennifer's right. This is a play in French. $23,000 worth of euro notes.
So cool. Could you imagine?
Yeah. So how many, Pierre, are you going out to buy a number of these? Can you go, what's the game? Where in Paris can you go?
When I play Monopoly, I like to be the little dog. I like to go around the do not pass jail. I like to go woof, woof, woof. I love that game. I will buy many of them.
We need to get subtitles, radio subtitles.
Woof, woof, woof.
I think he wants, let me translate. I think he likes to be the dog, and he likes to go woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, okay. The puppy dog.
Right. Not taking much time with that one. In a moment, Greg Stebbin. Here from Men's Health Magazine to talk about TurboTax. TurboTax. What's the difference between TurboTax and H&R Block? We'll lay that on Greg in a moment here. As you get ready to start doing your taxes, where is your tax accountant? It's February. You need to get at it.
Made some people very upset. And here's the real story here.
Well, we'll get the real story.
Yep.
The real story behind the story. They're going to, well, I'm not going to tell you the story. We'll let Greg tell you the story in a moment. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Kenny and Richie and I have with us Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. The focus on TurboTax. 28 million customers last year. They have jacked up their prices. That's not made a lot of their customers happy. Sort of tied to that, they introduced something called Deluxe Software, and that store, have they got two problems, or are they all sort of in one, wrapped into one, Greg?
Well, let me replay how this would play out for you if you've been a TurboTax user. And you have to understand that if you've been using some software, whether it be TurboTax or H&R Block or some other, you really don't want to change. And in the tech world, we call this the pain of disconnect. It's a lot easier to keep using what you've been using than to make a switch. So TurboTax changed the way they charge for their software. And so for years, you've been using the deluxe package. You wouldn't even know until you got to the end of doing your taxes, like you've already put all the work in. It would say, oh, by the way, if you need schedule C, D, E, or F. Doug, you'll be interested that Schedule F is for people with farm income.
Yes,
okay,
yeah,
you already knew that.
I knew that.
If you need that schedule, which had always been part of the deluxe software before, you're now going to have to shell out another $40 to get an upgrade.
Really?
Yeah, so you've already put in all the work. Your taxes are basically done except for the... You're already committed.
You're not going to go back and go, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to use another software.
Well, right. You're either not going to do that, or if you've been following this on the news, H&R Block saw that this was infuriating people online. The reviews, for instance, at Amazon were like 87% negative one-star reviews, and H&R Block came along and said, you know what? If you send us proof of purchase of your TurboTax purchase of the deluxe package, we'll give you our deluxe package, which does do all those schedules. We'll give it to you for free. So come on over. And boy, did people take advantage of the offer.
Well, so last year, TurboTax had 28 million customers. I think I said that a minute ago. H&R only had 7 million. What does this do to even the playing field?
Well, we'll find out after April 15th. But I think it makes a big difference. It has certainly sent enough of a mass message to Intuit, who makes TurboTax, that they have now completely reversed on this. And if you bought the deluxe package to prevent you from going to H&R Block, you can actually upgrade, a free automatic upgrade within the software, and it will add back the ability to do those schedules.
But is it too little too late?
There's the people who already did their taxes and switched to H&R Block, and then there's just the hit on their reputation, which is devastating.
Is the information the same pretty much on both of them? Do they both have the same quality of information?
They both basically do the same thing. You know, even Consumer Reports has reviewed them.
Well, in the Consumer Reports, would they take an identical person and do it, their taxes on both softwares, and see whether they get the same results?
You know, it's a good question. I never drilled into the H&R. I use an accountant, first of all. So I look at this and I kind of laugh, and I laugh with pain for people because I understand how frustrating this is. But you at the end of the day, taxes... If you don't need an accountant, your taxes have to follow some sort of uniformity that should, within a few dollars, give you the same answer, or else one of the packages is flawed. So
remember, though, every year the IRS takes, they give one person's tax information to a dozen different IRS. These are people employed by the IRS, IRS auditors, and they always come out with 12 different answers on what that person should pay for taxes. So it's just the whole thing, the tax system is so flawed.
And I would imagine the same thing with tax software, that if you have 10 different people put in the same information, you get 10 different answers.
Hmm. Well, but of course, when the IRS has auditors do it, now we're relying on humans, whereas the beauty of tax software is you've built it into an algorithm, and if the algorithm is correct, it should work out pretty much the same way. Except for user error, by the way, folks. If you put the information in wrong, you can't blame the software.
Greg Stebbin, TurboTax versus H&R. How you doing? How you doing?
How you
Thank
doing?
You. How you doing? 21 after on Good Day.
Be thankful I don't take it.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day.
February 3rd, 1959. You know, sad day for rock and rollers. That'll be the day that I die. That was the day he died. 22-year-old Buddy Holly, 28-year-old J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper, 17-year-old Richie Valens.
Imagine that.
Where would their careers have gone?
17.
Yep. Died in an airplane crash near Mason City, Iowa. So it is referred
to. Driving, wasn't he?
Driving the plane?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Wasn't that the Big Bopper that, no?
No, no. I do not believe that was the case.
No.
This is referred to often as the day the music died. Don McLean made that line popular in the song that came out in 1972. Richie, you have Bye Bye American Pie.
That's bye Bye Mr.
What this is about.
I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die.
Charles Hardin Holly, born in Lubbock, Texas, recorded That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, Oh Boy, Maybe Baby, a lot of other songs as well. It doesn't matter anymore.
The multi-track.
Yep.
To record over himself, record one guitar track and then record another guitar track right over top of it.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. I think the movie that had Gary Busey in it, the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, he was so good at that.
So convincing. Richardson was from Sabine Pass,
Richard,
I believe.
Sorry.
But there he is. Thank you, Richard. He had the record for the longest continuous broadcast as a DJ in Beaumont, Texas, back in 1956. He was on the air for 122 hours and 8 minutes. In addition to his hit, Chantilly Lace, he also penned Running Bear. You remember the song Johnny Preston did? White Lightning, it was done by George Jones. Mr. Richie Valens was Richard Valenzuela from Pacoima, California, which is near L.A. Had a role in the film Go Johnny Go. Two big hits were La Bamba and Donna, Oh Donna. La Bamba was the title of the film about his life. which basically is about the fusion of Latin music and American rock music. This was
he was buried next to my high school.
Was he?
He was at San Fernando Mission. That's where he's buried.
Really? Cool.
You ever go visit him?
You know what? Never did. I walk past him every day, though.
Really? You say hi? Hi. Hi. Of the three stars who died,
sure.
Buddy Holly's death probably reverberated most over the years, but all three had really strong contributions to the beginning of the rock era in the 50s, for sure. So Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, J.P. Richardson, there's a song that Tommy D and Carol Kay and the Teenagers did. Just after the crash, right, Kenny? That was the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, we probably ought to spend a minute talking about Waylon Jennings, who was the fourth in this group of troubadours. He didn't die because he didn't get on the plane.
Flip of a coin saved his life.
Yep. There's only room for three on the plane. So he won. He lost the coin toss, but he won because he's still alive.
Now I'm trying to remember who he lost the coin toss to. That's a bummer.
Yeah, was it Buddy or Ritchie? Well, Buddy had to go. So it would have been either JP or Ritchie Valens.
I'm imagining it was the
Ritchie
bomber.
Valens. You think it was?
Yeah.
Really?
One of them was sick. And that's why he went
that's
on the
right.
plane.
One of the three was sick. You
right.
were,
yeah.
One
so
of the, either Richie or JP.
Driving, you go ahead and take the seat, and then the other one flipped a coin, and Waylon Jennings lost.
Ah, there we go. All right. The story of the day, the music died here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
The results are in. In a recent clinical study with Flonase and Nasacort going nose to nose, more people prefer Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Blocks more of the chemical responses that can cause nasal allergy symptoms than antihistamines. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy.
call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today is going to be a good day. Today already is a good day. It's the 3rd, and it's Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, featuring the sounds of Ken Kessler and his mind working, Jennifer Horne's mind working, and the sound of her mouth when it moves is really something to behold.
And we're going
to
officially start celebrating her birthday today.
Jennifer's birthday?
Yeah, yep. It's about time.
It's the 6th, right? Isn't it Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be officially observed on Monday, and she's taking day off. But
because you're not here on Friday.
She'll be here Friday, but Monday.
Not Friday. I'm just gone Monday.
That's when it's a national holiday.
Right. Really? Like, I'm just practicing for, like, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day. I figured the Monday after my birthday will be the one that we have to worry about. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Breaking news. While everybody else is talking about the package at the White House, we got a package of our own from the University of California. Oh. In the package is an egg.
Yeah, what about
scientists have figured out how to unboil this egg. They didn't do it because they decided they'd prefer to have their eggs scrambled.
Whoops! I should have had scrambled. Darn it!
Because proteins can form incorrectly and become unusable. These researchers were looking for a way to dismantle the mistakes rather than getting rid of them and starting all over again. So, how did eggs help them attempt to solve the problem? When an egg white gets boiled, the proteins become entwined, making the whites hard. Scientists able to get them to break apart in a two-step process. They first injected urea, and that's exactly into the solid white mass. Then they used a vortex fluid device to force the mass into the form they wanted. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you?
Here's the thing. I don't want to eat those scrambled eggs.
No, I don't either. But I just think it's fascinating that they were able to look at the at the how they texturize the proteins and dismantle it. That's fascinating.
This
what
method,
they do with it, I don't know. But I mean,
well, what they do with it is that they could make the creation, the rearrangement of the proteins could be used in cancer drugs to make them work faster and to make them more available, that is, cheaper, which will help lower the cost all the way around of not only drugs that are used for cancer, but other drugs as well.
Okay, so I have a question.
Oh, the story on cancer manufacturing, yeah.
Right, story at DougStephan.com. Well, yes, Jen.
I think I just blew my own mind.
Why? What happened?
What
did you do?
So do you think that the scientists got this idea from the theory? I mean, look, if you don't pee, your body starts to break down because of the buildup of uric acid and urea.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's what the gout is so painful for,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So do you think they got this idea because of that theory that that urea can break down?
Maybe they all went out drinking.
You're a genius.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I just blew my own mind. I know. I just blew it.
Genius.
Whoa. All right, well, let's,
you know why I'm going to have a holiday.
Jack Stockwell's wife is pretty smart. He's not that bright, but his wife is very smart.
Don't disprove my theory.
And I want, I want to see if, Jack, will you talk to Mary? Have you got him? You must have him there. It's already Richie hooked up.
I do not. No, not yet.
Well, have him, he's listening to us anyway. Jack, talk to Mary about that, will you?
And if I'm wrong, don't tell me.
So if that's the case, why do we have Jack on? Why don't we have Mary on?
Well, maybe that's a good point.
Hello? What about me?
Mary and Jennifer.
Yeah. We don't need either one of them now that we have scientist Jennifer Warren here.
Right, that's it. Exactly. All right, let's travel to Colorado for a minute, shall we?
Sure, dude.
That's about right, Richie. The dudes there are finding out what really it is worth to the state of California to be selling...
Colorado.
What'd I say?
California.
I'm sorry, Colorado, yes. Well, maybe it'll be...
Don't worry, it's just a matter of time.
Right, exactly. All right, the residents in Colorado are going to get a refund. A refund because of all the marijuana revenue that's coming into the state. They're getting a tax refund. Every single Colorado adult is in line to get $7.63.
Wow.
Hey, can I tell you this about the state of Colorado? See, I just did it too.
Yeah.
They actually are one of these really cool, forward-thinking governments. When they have money left over, they actually give it back to the people.
Oh, what a concept.
It's crazy, this state. But no, my grandparents live there, and they talk about how when there is a surplus, they get a refund back.
Yeah. Well, there's a 30% tax on weed in Colorado. They're selling so much of it.
Say that again.
There's a 30% tax on weed.
But here's what I want to know. Why does everybody get the same amount of money back?
Why is that so funny?
I don't know. That just made me feel high. Wow. I'm not a weed person.
It made you high? Weed made you high?
I think she's got a little something going on there. What's the cat doing?
All right. A little catnip.
But why does everybody get the same amount of money back? Like,
why wouldn't you?
If you pay more taxes, you should get more taxes. Or if you... use more marijuana, maybe you should be the one getting the tax break. Look, man, I got some dudes. I got some cash back.
Well, this is a statewide initiative. They're thanking the voters who voted for it, I suppose, maybe in a manner of speaking. I mean, it's the same thing, perhaps, the UAW. Remember yesterday, the day before, when did we talk? What's today?
Yeah,
it was last Friday.
$6,000.
$6,900 back.
Yeah.
Why do all of them get it back? There are probably some workers that are better than others.
Yeah.
So why didn't they get more?
Hey, man, don't get
the ones who don't really contribute get less.
Any tax refund, I'm behind.
Yeah. $7.63. Meanwhile, Kenny.
Colorado state lawmakers are scrambling to try and change this law before any of this money goes back to the people.
Change the law so that they can keep it.
Right.
And spend it for something else.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've been too close to the people in the federal bureaucracy. By the way, budget for the Pentagon, the new proposed budget for the Pentagon? It's up 4%, $56 billion more. They can't spend all the money they have now. And we're going to give them, according to the only reason it's being done is because Obama, where did Bacoma come from? Obama wants to bribe the Republicans into voting
national
for
security.
His, not so much, but the redistribution of wealth and help out the poor and let's give more money to people who don't have to work, that kind of stuff. So
he's using national security kind of as a hostage to get those to go through. But it's
We don't need it. If the Republicans have any balsam whatsoever, they'll say, no, we have plenty of money in the Pentagon. We're done. We're set. Don't worry. don't have to fund it anymore.
Then the narrative will be Republicans don't want to keep you safe at home. Then that'll be the story.
But that's an absolute outright lie.
I know.
Because there's so much money being wasted. The fraud there is unbelievable. Remember, the budget could be $460 billion instead of what it is, and we'd still get the same services exactly, except there wouldn't be waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
That duplication of services.
Yeah, of all the things that are being done, right. In triplicate, quadruplicate, quintruplicate, is that a word?
Every department is doing the same thing.
Right.
I told you. It's just, I mean, you work here inside the Beltway and you see all the silliness. I have one friend who helps the government go paperless. I have another friend who helps the government print all their stuff.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. One of the things we're going to review is the situation in New York State, where the Attorney General is suing Walgreens, Walmart, Target, GNC, Vitamin Shop, and anybody else that sells supplements because they have poo-poo in them. So that's what the state of New York says. So we'll find out what Jack thinks, and I can pretty much predict what the outcome of this conversation is going to be. However, I don't want to spoil it. No surprise. Well, yeah, we got to have a few surprises. But we also got to get Jack. Hopefully he's talked to Mary. Right? Isn't that what we want to do? Have Jack talk to Mary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd say we just get rid of Jack and bring Mary on.
No, okay. Well, let's talk to him in a second. Let's
She's
see if Mary's
smarter
there.
One. I mean, come on.
18 before the hour.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As you know, it's time now for our weekly visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has an incredible website, jackstockwell.com, put together by his wife.
Actually, that's true.
Well, of course it's true. I don't know what's going on there. I know what's going on. All right, so, but this website, whether Jack is responsible or Mary's responsible for it, is extraordinary. And you can sign up for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, special reports that they get, they put together. Just go to jackstockwell.com. And the essence is that as more and more people line up for Forbidden Doctor, there is some benefit on Apple?
Yes, the easiest way is just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right, okay.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. Put in your email. You get a free gift. And this is the stuff we can talk about on the Internet that I can't talk about on open-air broadcast because it's regulated by the FTC to a certain extent. And we get to the heart and core of all the things.
Heart and soul.
That you can be doing at home to turn the path of your health around to a better direction.
Well, I think that what Jack does that I really appreciate is that he's looking for people to become more healthy, not fix them from being sick, but to keep you healthy. It's your responsibility. It's your body. You got to do what you got to do. But I think one of the things that is most notable is the way that you use supplements. The state of New York has decided it wants to investigate Walgreens, Walmart, Target, Vitamin Center or Vitamin Shop, whatever they call it, GNC, CVS, you name it, wherever there's supplements being sold. Costco sells them. You buy them at the supermarkets. All the Whole Foods is loaded with them. And apparently the reason is that the real reason is the drug companies are rattling around again, and they want it because there's so much good coming from using the proper supplements. And that's really the story here. It isn't these the stooges that are saying all supplements are bad and no, it's finding the good companies and finding the good products, which is your responsibility no matter what.
Garbage out there. I mean, I'm just sitting there going through my supplements the other day, and like I'm looking at my turmeric, right?
Right.
Okay.
Very good for you.
Good.
Yep.
So I look at the ingredients. Jack, what are the ingredients in turmeric that you buy at the drugstore off the shelf?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of steroid acid or something like that.
Yeah, well, just make sure it's a food-based product, and that's the big debate. Right.
Which they don't sell at Walgreens.
No, they don't.
So they don't buy them there. That's it. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Which is why, maybe that's why they're investigating them, is because all they're using is some chemical-based
They look at a food, and they say, here's the active ingredient in this particular food,
right,
completely missing all the unknown factors that nature put in there.
There is something to this, by the way. I don't want you to go away thinking that all supplements are perfect, because they are not.
Well,
that's not what we're saying here.
No, nature intended for us to get our nutrition from
food.
What
I'm saying, Jack, is the reason for it isn't to protect your health. The reason for it is to kowtow to the big drug companies.
Well,
that's why they're doing this.
Absolutely. Like we talked about last week, every time you see a move like this, you have to look at the income stream behind it. More and more people are abandoning the medical model, and they're going for something else that has a lot less side effects.
54% of all dollars that are spent for medicine are spent in non-traditional ways, i.e. they go to people like Jack, who's a nook
at
chiropractor.
That's gone on for 10 years now.
Right.
For 10 years, that's been the case.
Yeah.
And so they're scrambling. And that's why all this huge debate's going on about the measles vaccine, because it's something that they can target, that they can isolate, they can make a really big deal about it and try to get pharmaceuticals back into the headlines. Because they're losing money, they're losing ground, they're losing turf.
Yep. Well, but standard process, there are some names, and I don't mind mentioning standard process because it's an all food baseline. There are a couple of others that are close to it. You want water soluble, what's the other thing I'm looking for? Like vitamin E and
oil soluble.
Oil soluble.
Fat soluble.
Thank you. Right.
But look at the ingredients. If it's listing chemical names, they are chemical fractions made in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
If there's food products that are actually listed on the ingredients, like standard process, then you know the nutrition is coming from food, which is the way nature designed our path to health, is to eat food, not chemical products.
Right. Want chemicals, smoke some weed. Jennifer liking it that I'm using weed all the time today.
I think it sounds funny.
Well, that's what the Forbidden Doctor is all about, really promoting this stuff from a foundational understanding of what gives us health, not how to manage disease.
You know, I was talking earlier about the FDA now is looking at some of these phone apps that are aimed at health or health-related downloads. Do you have any of those that you recommend that are good? That are prevalent, and again, the FDA, we all know what motivates them, but there may be some of these apps that are better than others. Do you have any access to
About the only apps I use personally are the apps that tell me what kind of fat content, saturated fat, animal fat, that are in particular foods. I'm not aware of any apps that talk about supplements or that kind of thing.
There are 100 mobile medical apps. Yeah, go ahead.
The bottom line is, does it come from food? We have an incredible gift on vaccinations for signing up to the ForbiddenDoctor.com podcast.
All right. So go to JackStockwell.com or just ForbiddenDoctor.com.
That's easy.
Sign up for the podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and get a swell gift.
Free.
Jack, free. Well, gift equals free. Thank you. Say hi to Mary. 51 after.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com. Immudyne.com or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another wonderful mark in the road for great movies, even though this was a lousy, the movie itself was lousy. The music in it was great, 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 great. Blues Brothers 2000, John Goodman and Aykroyd. Who else was in this, Chucker?
Those are the two main stars, Dan Aykroyd and John Goodman.
Yeah. And then it was the kid.
Right there. New Orleans is how we get started. Movie music from the Blues Brothers 2000.
And every person
that came out in 1998.
Ever think of in the blues world sings on this song.
In this movie.
It's like We Are the World of Blues.
Lot of fun, though. Lots of fun. All right. So we're going to get to the serious side of things. We've got a couple of more days to qualify you as a listener to our Beaches Resorts giveaway that will take place on Friday. So let's see. We have two adults, two children going to one of the three Beaches Resorts. You'll be able to pick the one you want to go to. Turks and Caicos, a couple of them. Richie wants you to go to the Turks and Caicos because that's a really swell place.
So nice.
There's another one. There are two, actually, in Jamaica you can choose from. Drawing will be held during the program on Friday. Listen and see if you won. We had lots of qualifiers. We'll get another one today because we're going to play you three cuts from a very serious movie. Number one movie during this week in 1999, in fact. You'll pick out the star if you'd like. It'll be easy for you to do that. And then tell us what the movie is. 888-302-3684 to qualify for our drawing. Here's the first clue.
Old habits die hard.
Got it.
I guess. If you don't kick them, they kick you.
Orange Grand.
888-302-3684. You know the voice. What's the movie? Next clip, Reggie.
GSW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound. Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
This is where he finds out how much he is, how much his life is worth, right, Ken?
How many men know what their life's worth?
Yeah.
I do.
Right.
$70,000.
All right,
that's what they took from me. And that's what I was going to get back.
Coburn.
No, it's not.
James Coburn is in this, yes.
He's in this, yeah.
Right.
But he's all three voices of this are the same person.
No, no, they are, but I'm just saying he's speaking to James Coburn.
Right. Coburn is great.
And the good thing with Obamacare, he can now get health care.
All right. Shot care. All right.
Yeah, but now it costs $150,000.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to pay for it.
That's right.
You and I are paying for it, right. 888-302-3684. Don't be fooled by the star, because there's so many different movies that it might come from. Use your imagination, and if you know, if I sort of helped give it away a little bit, because I said James Coburn, who was in just this one movie, I think. I don't think he's been in any other movies with Gibson. Has he, Chucker?
I don't think so.
No. All right, so that'll help you a little bit, maybe. 888-302-3684. Remember, you're going to qualify for our Beaches Resort drawing held on Friday. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, let's go through the list here. Patrick, what do you say the movie is?
Lethal Weapon.
No, sir. David, what do you say it is?
Get Carter.
No, sir. Jim, what do you say it is?
It's Cobra.
Nope. All right. Connie, you heard that somebody already chose what you chose. You want to take another guess at a Mel Gibson movie?
A Little Lethal Weapon.
Nope. All right, so we haven't got time. It's a payback. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news department?
Quickly, once again, American Sniper dominated the box office over the weekend. $32 million in business. It became the biggest movie ever released in January at the box office. $249 million total. That does on a budget of $59 million, which means the studio, Warner Brothers, has to be pretty happy with Clint Eastwood and the overall result.
No sequel, though, huh?
If there is going to be a big movie in February, most likely will be 50 Shades of Grey.
That's it. All right. 59 after a good day.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the